This is Ian Plessett at Owens Lane, Chertsey Town. I'm here with Guildford City manager Donovan Chislett. The final score today was Chertsey Town 3, Guildford City 1. Probably a bit frustrated that we kind of gave away a couple of goals when they were 2-1 at half time, and then they scored a blinder in the second half. But we were really in control in the first half, especially in the first 25 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. First half of the first half, I thought we were the better team and probably should have taken one or two chances to get a comfortable lead. They then grew in confidence, particularly once they got the equaliser. I think we never really responded quickly enough from that. Obviously then, like you said, a mistake for their second goal just on half time doesn't help, and that's probably the turning point, to be honest. I know there's still a lot to play for, but then they score a Hollywood goal from 30 yards. It's just one of those days, really. A couple minutes later, James has almost an open goal to score with and doesn't get, struggles to get decent connection on the ball. So a lot that didn't go for us today, but still I think I was disappointed with the application of four or five of the players. I thought we had a few at the races and we had a few night at the races, and you can't win football matches unless everyone's at it.
Do you feel like you are unlucky, or is what you're saying that just some people were a bit off today?
No, I think with football it's easy to say we're unlucky, and if you look at the chances and all of that, and our first 20-25 minutes, you probably say, yeah, you were a bit unlucky. But the only way you win, you remove luck out of the equation from football matches, is by everyone giving you 100% all the time, and then you can cope with a few moments of bad luck because all 11 are still pulling in the same direction. And in my experience, that you win football matches even when you're playing badly, when you've got that sort of application. So I don't want to make excuses. I was, if I'm honest, a bit disappointed with a number of players today. I didn't think, and a lot of them leaving the change rooms are disappointed with themselves, to be fair, and a lot of them come up and apologise. But I guess it's another lesson that we have to learn really quickly and then crack on next week.
Cove next week, I think they're still top, and then Knaphill in a couple of days later. So two home games. It will only be your second and third home games, as due to the cancellation that we had against Knaphill. Different dynamic being at home?
Yeah, I would hope so. I think it's just been a while since we've played at home, so that's something to look forward to. Yeah, I mean, I just think in general, whether we're home or away, we need to pick up points on a consistent basis. And, last week against Windsor, I was really happy with the performance. Windsor are a great team. I think they've won comprehensively today again, 5-0 or something. So that was a good performance in the context. But today, given where we are as a club and potentially where Chertsey are, I would have expected more, to be honest. So not the end of the world, but we now need to then look to the games that are coming up to pick up points again. We need to get in the habit of picking up points, definitely.
Thanks for your thoughts, Donovan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks again. Cheers.